We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. Got a big hour coming up here. Two football guests and the associate head coach for volleyball. Volleyball is off to a great start. I know you love volleyball.
I walk through that gym. I stop for a few minutes every time they're playing. I do enjoy it.
Meanwhile, Corey Flagg, I thought, played pretty well the other day.
Sure he did.
And Coach Diaz on the TV show last night, which will be released, I think, on YouTube, he has a breakdown segment that you two do on the TV show.
Yep.
And the highlight of the breakdown segment was Corey Flagg and Keandre Smith.
Yeah, two young guys. Coach Diaz bragged about how much speed they've added, how much their reaction time, and how they've improved the defense.
All right. So, speaking of which, Corey Flagg is with us right now. Corey, good evening, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, man. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you for being with us. All right,
you guys for having me.
You went up against Big Bad Alabama. As you look back at it, you look at the film and review, what were your thoughts on how you played?
I think I played pretty good. I did my job well. I played hard. I think we did pretty good as a defense. Of course, you can't just, look at the score and just, determine the game, determine the play off the score. If you really, watched it, it really wasn't, as bad as it looked, honestly. I think we came a long way than from last year. We're more together, from the front seven to the back end. The run defense is really, really good. It's better than it was last year, I would say. And all in all, that game is behind us, and, we're just really focused on App State right now.
Corey, I was very impressed with the way that you and Keandre Smith played. Both of you guys really getting in the mix quite a bit. But as a unit, a number that popped off to me, and I talked to Coach Diaz about it yesterday, was 10 tackles for loss against an offensive line that they impressed me. I mean, I think they're big, strong guys, and they were in unison. But to come up with 10 tackles for loss, that's something that is a standard that – is established here at the University of Miami that you want to uphold.
Right. The goal in this defense and Coach Diaz's defense is to be relentless and aggressive. And we want to lead the country in TFLs. And I think we kicked it off to a good start. Like you said, with 10, that was pretty good. Like I said, man, in the first question you asked, I think again we play good defense. You can't just really, go off to the score and just, determine us based off the score.
Oh yeah, you're looking to build on things, and
they've
they've done that to a lot of teams. How did you deal with their physicality?
I think we were really physical. I mean, I know we were. The running backs. They came to me and Keandre at the game. And, told us that, we played them well. I think we brought it to them, man. Again, we just got to build off of it and learn from it. I think it was a really good thing that we were able to play the number one team in the nation for our first game just to see where we at before we take ship and, sail off into the season. So now we can see where our holes are. You know what I'm saying?
Again, we were talking with Coach Diaz yesterday, and one thing that I brought up to him was against the run, you held them to 3.9 yards per carry. I would almost consider that you almost can put that down, that may not happen again to them this year. I mean, I think that number, after coming off of how the defense needed to improve off of it after last year, that's something that you guys also, I'm sure, spent some time on Sunday and Monday, trying to figure out how to maintain that type of run defense.
Right, man. I mean, I keep saying over and over again, but again, I think we played really, really good run defense. We didn't uphold our goal. Our goal is to keep any team we play under 3.5. But again, you know, it's just the defending champs, you know, the University of Alabama. I mean, they played really hard. They run the ball really well, but we did a really good job at stopping the run, stopping the stress. I think John Ford played really hard. Dustin Jason Vera played hard. Jafari, Keontre, all those guys, Zach McLeod, you know what I'm saying? I think if you turn on the tape a year ago and you look at our front seven last year, look at our front seven this year, you can tell, you know, the guys are really flying around and trusting and standing their gaps, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, we played really good run defense.
What did you think of their quarterback in terms of his ability to move around? Because you guys were able to shoot through some of the gaps. You had him on the run, and to his credit, he did make some big plays. What did you think about the way he handled the pressure that you gave him?
I think he held the pressure really, really good, honestly. If I'm being honest, I underestimated him with the ability that he did have to throw a ball on a run and handle the pressure we threw at him, because we threw several blitzes at him, like you said, and we had him on a run a lot. You know, he was running around a lot. So the way he handled that, I have to commend him on that, and I did after the game. You know, yeah, man, he can play. He can play. He can play. So, again, I look to compete with him again. Yeah, he was really good.
I was very impressed with your strength and conditioning and how you guys played the full 60 minutes. Coach Feely does a great job with you, really, since the second that the season was over last year. He's bragged about how you've reshaped your body and getting an understanding of what it takes to play an entire season. But what kind of impact did the strength and conditioning have in this ball game? Do you feel it was an upgrade from a year ago?
Yes, sir. I definitely do. I think we had a huge summer this year. You know, with the veterans we had coming back and leading us, you know what I'm saying, through the summer. They asked Coach Philly for, when I say they, I mean the veterans, like McLeod, De'Eric, you know, they wanted this summer to be really hard on us. So, I think Coach Feely and his staff does a tremendous job. The nutrition staff does a tremendous job on making sure we're getting the right nutrition and, you know, for our body, refueling our body. Yeah, man, Coach Feely, he does a heck of a job, man, with us, you know, listening during the season. Right now, we're listening during the season. So, all in all, yeah, it definitely helped us. We worked on our speed a lot this off season, and you can tell, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, we're flying around. So, yeah.
Corey Flagg is our guest. I've got a couple more things for you. One, it was the first game where you played where Manny Diaz, Coach Diaz, not only your head coach, but your coordinator. I thought, despite the result, that the communication, the substitutions, I thought all that was pretty smooth. What was it like having him call the defense for you?
I love the way Coach Diaz calls the defense. He's we're gonna get after any team we play. He's very physical, and you know, we're gonna get after any team we play, any quarterback. And again, man, it's his defense. So, you know, when I come to the sideline, I have it could be a crazy question, you know what I'm saying? And for him just to be able to just tell me, like, what did I see? What was it? And him to answer the question within 2 minutes, you know, it's a plus, you know, to have that. So for him to call defense and just for him to, you know, answer my questions, just know where everybody needs to be. It's a plus.
For any linebacker, you got to make sure that your defensive tackles and your defensive ends are playing good football. You rotated a bunch of guys up front. Give us your assessment of how they performed in the game Saturday.
They played really good, man. Again, the entire defense played really good, but the front seven played tremendous. John Ford, Jared Harrison Hunt, Jordan Miller, Jay Nestor Sevilla, and in front of me, those guys played really good. Zach McLeod, Jafari Harvey on the end, DeAndre Johnson, man. Those guys played tremendous, man. Just standing their gaps and, you know, setting the edges and letting me and Keontre feel where it needed to be filled. Again, man, if you turn on the tape a year ago and you just look at how we played last year and look at how we played this year, it's a completely different defense, completely different unit. And if you're trying to, you know, define us off that game, then, you know, you're blind. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking at that game, you're just trying to define our defense, man. Because I tell you what, man, we're playing hard, especially that D-line. I think Coach System came in and doing a heck of a job. Coach Packy is coaching us up. Linebackers making it so much easier for us and allowing us to, you know, flow and, you know, see we're the right keys. We're playing much faster, man. And I believe everybody sees it.
You you played Clemson last year. You played Alabama this past week. Was there a big difference between the two?
Both of the teams are really good. I mean, you can look at their resume and tell by that. But I mean, I go into every game, you know, with the same mindset, man. Every team is I give every team the same amount of respect, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, Alabama was really good and Clemson was really good as well. I can't really compare the two. I would say that Alabama O-line was pretty physical, more physical than Clemson. Clemson was, you know, was more faster. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I mean, we got after them, I think, pretty good. We could have got after them more.
when you look back at this ball game, what did you learn from the game? I mean, every competitor wants to play the best team in the country, but that's the obvious thing. But what did you take out of this game? How are you going to be better Saturday against App State because of what happened last Saturday against Alabama?
I think I have to do better. I do a really good job at watching film. I think I could have picked up more keys. I think I saw a lot during the game that I was telling the DBs. Like when I saw a pass, I knew it was a pass. I think I could do a better job of letting the DBs know. Alerting them, you know, when the pass is coming, just off my keys in front of me. So that's one thing that I'm going to take into the App State game that I can improve on. I think my foot pattern, taking a lot of false steps, and I think that just came from my jitters for the first game. You know, just anxious and excited just to play someone else. And but other than that, man, I think I do pretty good if I just, you know, focus on giving the DBs pass keys, let them know that a pass is coming.
This App State team you're going to face on Saturday, they run the ball. They know how to run the ball, so this will be a good test for your run defense, right?
Right. This is a really good test for our run defense. They're a really good team. They're very talented. They're a winning team. They've won the last couple of years. They have they've won 9 games plus the last couple of years. So, I mean, but again, we give every team the same amount of respect. We're treating App State honestly like we've been treating Alabama. Coach Diaz came in with the same mindset, came in with the same intensity. All the coaches did. So, you know, we're treating them the same, man. It's no different.
We should tell our fans that when you were in high school, you won the state championship game, and you were the defensive MVP of the state championship game. And I just have a hunch that with your speed and what we saw with Keontre the other day, I think you're going to be a defensive player of the game several times during the course of your career. It's just getting started, and I think some exciting things are ahead for you.
Man, well, I appreciate that. That's a hell of a, you know, a comment, man. I appreciate that, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Okay. All right, Corey. Thank you.
Thank you, man. You have a good evening.
All have right. a good evening.
That's Corey Flagg. Corey Flagg Jr. Nice kid.
Great kid. Right? Great. They're great.
How come the only ones that get older in this deal are you and me? They're always 19 years old.
I know.
We're stuck. No matter the year, they're always 19
sad.
And 20.
I know.
Bomber's laughing in there. It's the truth.
It's truth. You said
kids
that
like
a long time
years
ago.
Old.
I wish you never would have said that. That's in your head. That, it's my head. In my
people
head
don't
now.
Understand
right.
that. I talked to Keyshawn Smith today, and wide receiver.
Yeah.
And very, very nice kid.
Right.
And I'm only going to tell you part of the story. But he said last year, he said, yeah, man, I came here. I said, what was the difference between Miami and San Diego? He said, well, I'd never been on my own. I was homesick. I wanted to go see my mother.
I bet he did.
So I wanted to go see mom. I was homesick.
Like I was homesick and I was 20 minutes away.
So now he's the starting wide receiver. He played pretty good the other day.
I think he played big time.
We'll find out more about how he played because Coach Likens is going to be with us now. I don't know if our radio station, some things are a little fragile every now and then, can handle his energy. But Coach Likens,
don't you love it?
Yeah, I love his energy.
I
was out there today. It was a million degrees. Someone left the oven door open. It was hot out there. So Coach Likens was in rare form, and he will join us next here on the Hurricane Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.